Assalamu alaikum and welcome back. Just before the break, we briefly talked about smoking. And to explain this a bit further, smoking is prohibited in Islam. Islam prohibits anything that is harmful to you. And even the non-Muslims, the doctors, the surgeons, they all agree that smoking is hazardous to your health. You will not find this warning of theirs on a can of juice or grocery shop when you buy apples or bananas, but you'll find it on a packet of cigarette. And it is satanic. Smoking is from shaitan. How is that? If you bring a child who is 8 or 9 years of age and you give him all the soft drinks, all the juices that are available, he'd love them all because they're sweet, they're nice, they're tasty. But if you give him a cigarette and ask him to smoke it or inhale it, he would start to cough and feel that he's out of breath and maybe throw up. And sometimes some of them faint. Why? Because it is very bad. It's not natural. And look how shaitan manipulates people and he changes their fitrah, their instinct, their nature. This, which happened to that child, 10 years later, you find those who smoke find nothing more tasteful and joyful than smoking. And if you ask anyone who smokes, what is the best time in your life? He would not say when I'm standing in front of the Kaaba praying or when I'm drinking cold water. It is when I have a cigarette after lunch. This is the best time of my life because the nicotine kicks in. And a lot of the people are addicted to it. And they claim that they are unable, though they're convinced it's haram, they're convinced it's bad, though they are convinced that their wives don't even want to get close to them because of their smell. Yet they say we cannot kick the habit because we're addicted to it. And this is nonsense. If you ask Allah Azza wa Jal sincerely and you stop, Allah will help you. How do you stop smoking in Ramadan for 16 hours? It's very easy. Because you believe in Allah and you think that's mandatory for you to fast, and that's why you do it. And that is why you should stop smoking immediately. This is something that is causing you a lot of sins. It's annoying the Muslims in the masjid. Sometimes it's preventing you from praying with the congregation. It's annoying your family. It might be a cause for your wife to cheat on you if you are not fulfilling her rights by this awful smell of yours. And it is an indication that you are insane. Why? Because you are actually bringing a banknote, some money, and you're burning it every time you smoke something. And no matter how high they raised the price of cigarettes, people still continue to smoke because they're brainwashed by what they see in the media, in the films. You know, the movie star uses the cigarette as if it's a source of healing, as a source of means to bring his calmness and peace of mind. And this is all nonsense. It's an addiction, it is an illness, and it is a sign that you have to revise because it is an indication that you're not in your full state of mind. We open the floor to your questions if you have. Yes, brother.
Salam, Sheikh.
Salam.
Sheikh, I don't know what do we call it in English, but at the least I know. It is called hookah. It is a cylindrical instrument in which sometimes tobacco is present or something, maybe some flavor is present, and they inhale the smoke of this instrument. So is it allowed without tobacco? Is it allowed with tobacco? It will be prohibited maybe. Or without tobacco, is it allowed?
There are a number of variations of what is being smoked at the moment. We call it shisha. Some call it hubbly bubbly. Some call it ma'assil. And all of the variations, they consider to be a long pipe with a water container so that it would reduce the nicotine and the tar or whatever. Either you put tobacco or you put some mixed fruit that has been rotten for so long, added to it some nicotine, added to it some tar or tobacco, in a sense. Even if the smell is good, ask the physicians, ask the doctors, is this dangerous? Immediately they will tell you it is. This is a main cause of heart attacks, of cancer, of so many diseases, you name it, they've got it. And therefore, the name itself is not a determining factor. You can have it in Arabia, you can have it in India, you can have it in the Red Indians in the north of America when they smoke their pipe of peace. This is also forbidden. God knows if there is hash or whatever drugs they consume. So it's all prohibited, it's all dangerous, and the doctors say that it is not healthy, and therefore it takes the ruling of haram. Anything that causes illnesses or causes to die, we know that a person who commits suicide will be punished by committing suicide in hell with the same instrument. So if he, as in the hadith of Sahih Muslim, if he consumes poison to kill himself, he will be consuming this poison in hell. And if he stabs himself, he will be stabbing himself in hell. If he throws himself from a mountain, he'll be thrown from mountains and mountains in hell until the day of judgment. This is his punishment. So likewise, those who kill themselves by smoking, they will fall under the same category. May Allah Azza wa Jal protect us all. Yes, brother.
Is it permitted to destroy intoxicants like cigarette or alcohol without the permission of the owner?
Yeah, this is a good question. Is it permissible for me to destroy intoxicants or forbidden things by force without the permission of the owner? And the answer is no. Unless you are the ruler, you are the governor of that place you're in. Because the Prophet ﷺ told us that whoever sees vice, whoever sees evil, whoever sees something that is sinful, he must change it with his hand. And if he's unable, he must change it with his rhetoric, by talking, by his tongue. And if he can't, then he must change it with his heart. And this is the least of iman. Scholars explain this and saying that no one has the authority to change by hand except upon those whom you have authority over. For example, you have authority over your children. So if you see someone smoking, you can take the cigarettes and you can destroy them and throw them in the dustbin. If you see your wife going out without wearing the Islamic niqab or hijab, you can prevent her from going. So you don't go out unless you're properly dressed. If you see your employees in the office smoking, you can tell them you should stop smoking. This is by hand, or I will fire you. But if you see someone who you do not have control over, your neighbor, for example, you see him drinking, do I go and break into his house and take the drinks and break them or put them in the garbage? No, he will call the police and they will put you in jail. This is not to your responsibility. So what can I do? I can always talk to him. My neighbor, what you're doing is haram. This is a major sin. It's not permissible to drink intoxicants. He doesn't listen. I send him SMSs. I send him messages. I speak to him every now and then. If this is also not possible, why? Because my neighbor came to me with a gun and said to me, if I hear you speak one more time about my drinking problem, I'm going to blow your head off. So I can't change it with my hand. I cannot change it with my tongue. In this case, whenever I see him drink, I have to change it in my heart by despising it, by hating it, by praying for him. May Allah guide him. So it is not permissible for us to change evil things with our hands. It is not permissible for me to go to nightclubs and say, oh, this is great evil, drinking, mixing, fornication. I throw a bomb inside of it and blow it up. What did you do? I did jihad. No, this is not jihad. This is a major sin that you have done, and it is something that you should be punished for. because you are doing something that's not your role. You're not supposed to do this. You're not supposed to break musical instruments. You go into a restaurant and you find that a group is playing music. You don't like music, leave. Music is haram. You don't like it, leave. But no, I go to my car and my hammer or whatever there is, a tow bar, and I go and break the drums and guitars and synthesizers and pianos and so. And this is all for the sake of Allah. No, this is not for the sake of Allah. You are disobeying Allah by doing this because you are creating more evil than what was anticipated. I'm afraid that this is all the time we have. Until we meet next time, fi amanillah, wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.